My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I would first of all like to thank all those who have worked so very hard in preparing for this day. In a particular way, Father James Jackson and Father Joseph Hardy, for their invitation to me to celebrate this solemn, high pontifical Mass here at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception on the feast of the dedication of the Archbasilica of our Holy Savior in Rome, better known as St. John Lateran Basilica. As I understand it, this is the first time a solemn high pontifical Mass has been offered in this cathedral basilica in over 40 years. So it is indeed a privilege and honor for me, being a baby bishop, only ordained here in this basilica less than 5 months ago, to be able to celebrate this Mass. I want to also thank in a special way Monsignor Thomas Fryer, Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Denver and Rector of this Cathedral Basilica, for his kindness and his hospitality in hosting this Mass today. I want to also thank our servers and clerics who are assisting at this Mass, a number of our own seminarians from the Archdiocese of Denver, St. John Vianney Seminary, as well as a delegation from Our Lady of Guadalupe Seminary in the Diocese of Lincoln, Nebraska. Even though the University of Nebraska beat the University of Kansas yesterday for the 20th consecutive time in Lincoln, we won't talk about that. I want to thank also in a special way our own choir here at the cathedral, which is providing the music for us. There's a lot that goes into a solemn Mass like this today, and so I'm grateful to everyone. I'm reminded of something that my godfather, Dr. John Sr., of happy memory, once said about the rubrics of the ancient rite of the Mass. Perhaps Father Jackson remembers this also, who also studied under Dr. Sr., when he said once that one needs a PhD in astrophysics to truly understand the rubrics of the old Mass. I'm surrounded by PhDs because I can assure you that they know their stuff. And Dr. Sr. was not being flippant when he made this remark, because he loved the ancient form of the liturgy and he understood the importance and the beauty of the gestures and movements of the Mass, which are all governed by the rubrics and to which we obey, particularly the priest, in order to keep us humble and reverent before such an awesome mystery, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Finally, by way of introduction, I want to thank all of you who have come in such great numbers to our basilica, many of you who have traveled great distances to be here today. Laudetur Jesu Christus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I mean today, the Church Universal, the Catholic Church throughout the entire world, both in the ordinary and extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, celebrates the feast of the dedication of the Archbasilica of our Holy Savior in the city of Rome, better known, as I said, St. John Lateran Basilica. This church in Rome was one of the first churches built by Christians after the more or less 300 years of persecution by the Roman government, which ended with the Emperor Constantine's Edict of Milan in the year 312. This church was also the first church in the West to have the invocation of our Holy Savior. The so-called Lateran Basilica on this day was consecrated November 9th in the year 324 by Pope Sylvester. The church then and remains to this day the Cathedral Church of the Bishop of Rome, the Roman Pontiff, just as this cathedral, Basilica, is the seat of the Archbishop of Denver. Originally celebrated only in Rome, this feast became universal in the Roman Rite as a sign of unity with the Holy See. The subtitle of this church, dedicated to our Savior, is Mater Ecclesia Romae Urbis et Orbis, Mother of all churches in Rome, Urbis, and of the world, Orbis. This inscription is written in stone across the front portal of the Basilica in Rome. The name Lateran Basilica became really a nickname for this church due to the fact that Constantine obtained the property for the church from the Laterani family there along the Via Merulana in Rome. And the popes lived next to the church in the Lateran Palace for 1,000 years until the Avignon Papacy in the 4th century. Today, the Palazzo houses the offices of the Diocese of Rome, the chancery offices, as it were. Because this cathedral church became the baptismal church for the city of Rome, a large baptistry was built next to the cathedral, a baptistry larger than most churches, passageway connecting the two structures. All those who were baptized in Rome were baptized in this baptistry, which was named after St. John the Baptist, hence St. John Lateran. Because the Cathedral Basilica has been remodeled so many times over the centuries, particularly during the Renaissance, the baptistry alone retains the beautiful and pristine architecture of the early church. As a graduate student priest living in Rome many years ago, I attended the Accademia Alfonsiana, which is an institute for the study of moral theology founded by St. Alphonsus Liguori and is part of the Lateran University. And I used to visit the baptistry to pray, usually to pass my exams, remembering in my meditation the many hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, who were baptized in that ancient font and became members of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, over the nearly 1,700 years of its history. The church building is the primary meeting place between God and man. We all became members of Christ's body in a church. And in this church building, we celebrate the mysteries of God. We offer to our Heavenly Father the worship of Christ's sacrifice, the Mass. We receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord for our supernatural food for the journey of life in church. When we sin, we are reconciled to God in the sacrament of confession in church. We are confirmed, we are married, we are ordained in church. Finally, our bodies are brought to the church as the faithful gather together to say farewell and to pray before we are laid to rest. So we can say that the church building is a symbol of heaven, where God meets man in a real way. Like the basilica we celebrate today, and this basilica here in Denver, dedicated to our Blessed Mother, the church building then is a sacred place, consecrated to God for sacred use, and should be as beautiful and symbolic as possible in order to make us realize that this is a taste of heaven on earth. This is why we honor the anniversary dates of dedication of churches, like the feast we celebrate today. One final word on the liturgy. As Father Jackson so beautifully said in his homily from this pulpit on September 14th, the Feast of the Transfiguration, commemorating the first anniversary of the promulgation of the motu proprio Summorum Pontificum by our beloved Holy Father Pope Benedict XVI, which allowed and encouraged even greater use and availability of what our Holy Father refers to now as the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite. The two forms of the Roman Rite, Father Jackson preached, are identical in their essence, which is the sacrifice of our Blessed Lord. And both forms of the Roman Rite are rooted in the ancient worship of the Church, the same faith as those early Christians who came to Mass on this day, nearly 1,700 years ago, to the Archbasilica in Rome to celebrate the consecration of that church. And with the promulgation of Summorum Pontificum, it is the hope of the Holy Father, and I'm sure the hope of all of us here today, that the ordinary form of the Latin Rite, the Novus Ordo Mass of Pope Paul VI, will be enriched through the celebration of the extraordinary form. Such enrichment, it is my prayer, will be natural, since the ordinary form developed organically from what is now the extraordinary form. The more the faithful come to appreciate the extraordinary form and its beauty and its solemnity, and perhaps there are some here today who are experiencing it for the very first time, the more they will all also come to understand the profound reality of every celebration of Holy Mass, whether in the extraordinary form or the ordinary form, which is the source and summit of our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.